Sanhedrin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sanhedrin Bavli, Daf Yud Beis. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Dalad Amud Beis on the 15th line. Rabbi Elazar b'shem Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Elazar b'shem Rabbi Chanina. Ma'aseh be'esem v'arba kariyos shel Beis Rebbe shenichasu la'abe shana b'lod v'nichasu b'hen ayin ra u'meisu kulam perek echad ma'aseh shah akura miYehuda v'kavua b'galil. Rabbi Elazar, quoting Rabbi Chanina, said that it once happened that 24 wagons of students of Beis Rebbe came to extend the year in Lod. The Eri attacked them, and they all died at the same time. At that time, they transferred the location of the Ibashana from Yehuda to the Galil. B'me'ake af ahen simana. Amaloin Rabbi Simon ein anu manichim b'Yehuda afilo zocha v'Rabbi Matzino shekitju es Hashana v'bat be'elas. They wished to remove from Yehuda even the announcement made after the Ibashana. Rabbi Simon told them, "Don't you even allow any remembrance of Ibashana in Yehuda? Don't we find that in Baalath in Yehuda they sanctified the year? Hadar Baalath, Zimnin miYehuda, v'Zimnin midan. Altaka v'Gavasun u'Baalath harei hen midan, Baala v'ayin v'etzem harei miYehuda. V'hari matzinu shekidjus Hashana v'Baala, meimer batim miYehuda v'sadois midan." This place called Baalath is sometimes described as part of Yehuda, and sometimes one of the cities of Dan. Al-Saka, Gibson, and Baalath are from Dan. Baala, Ayim, Edzim are cities of Yehuda. And the Gemara asks the question, Rabbi Yirmiya bar Kami Rabbi Zeira, v'loid lav miYehuda hi? Amalein v'bnei ma ein ma'avim ba? The question is, Rabbi Yirmiya asked Rabbi Zeira, isn't Lod part of Yehuda? Rabbi Zeira agrees that it is. So why can they not do Ibashana over there in Lod? Amalei shehen gasei ruach m'utei Torah. The answer is because they are haughty and they don't know a lot of Torah. Hafir apoi v'chama Rabbi Acha Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi. Amalei ita avtani mivaza rabbanon. Rabbi Zeira turned away and saw Rabbi Acha and Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi. He told Rabbi Yirmiya, "You have made me disgrace the rabbis. You shouldn't have asked me your question as you knew that they were coming." Al shoisha simanim abnis hashana al aviv v'al hatikufa v'al perseil. And there are three signs that cause the Sanhedrin to extend the year: the spring, that it's the time of the late rains and the crops have not yet ripened, which will cause Pesach to fall before the spring begins; the winter season, if it continues until a point that the 16th of Nisan will fall out in the winter season; and the fruits of the tree means that if they haven't grown yet, they will grow on Pesach. Al shnai ma'avin al echad ei ma'avin v'im evuah harei zem mu'beres u'kshay aviv achas mehen hayut smechim. They extend it if two of these signs occur, but not if only one occurs. But if they did extend it only for one, then it's still valid. And if the spring was one of the reasons, they would be happy because the prohibition against consuming the new grains, chadash, before the bringing of the omer would not extend too long by adding another month, because as they didn't fully grow yet, they would anyway wouldn't be able to be eating them at this point, so they were happy anyway. Roshim Gamil said they are also happy if one of the reasons is that it's the winter season. Al Shasha Rotzis Ma'avim Lashana Al Yehuda Val Eva Yardin Val Galil Al Shtaim Ma'avim Al Achas E Ma'avim V'Mivur E Nemuveres Ukshahaisa Yehuda Achas Mehen Haismechim Bepnei Ha'Sha'ime Ba Memena. They extend the year if the reasons apply in the following three countries: the regions of Yehuda, the Transjordan, and the Galil. For two of them they extend, but not for one of them, and if they did, it's not valid. And if Yehuda was one of them, they were happy because they'd brought the Omer offering from the barley of Yehuda. Ein ma'avim lo mipnei hatzina v'lo mipnei hagashomim v'mevuah ein muberes. Ein ma'avim lo mipnei hagadiyim v'lo mipnei hagoizlim v'lo mipnei hachalav v'kulam sad l'shana v'mevuah muberes. They may not extend the year merely because of the cold and the rains, but if they did, it's valid. They may not extend because of kids, means that are not old enough to be used for the Pesach Korban. Chicks, because they're not old enough to be used for bird offerings, or milk, which is not ready yet. But these reasons are enough to be a support for extending the year, and if these reasons were used mistakenly to extend it, then it is valid. Rabbi Yanai Amar Mishum Rabbi Gamliel Shaya Omer Imra Rakichin Vegozlea Dekikin Veshavra Afui Rabape Rachavai Musfa Al Shasa Da Telasin Yemen. Rabbi Yanai says Rabbi Gamliel used to say, if the kids were young and the chicks were small, that's a reason enough to extend the year. It's correct in my mind and in the mind of my colleagues that this year should be extended for 30 days.